Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing the recent changes in the Informed Severity Index scores of humanitarian crises in Myanmar from January 2021 to July 2024. Part 1, about this report. The selected period covers the military coup in February 2021, which has significantly affected the humanitarian situation in the country. July 2024 was selected as the endpoint of the period to set a close time frame and relate changes in the Informed Severity Index scores to specific events. The report explores Informed Severity Index data to delineate the trends in scores over this period, with a focus on the changes deemed most significant. Additional contextual analysis was conducted to investigate and explain the drivers of the trends observed. Part 2, Introduction. Conflicts in Myanmar have been the key driver of the humanitarian situation in the country for decades. The armed conflict, violence against civilians, and, subsequently, the overall humanitarian situation, have significantly worsened after the military coup in February 2021. Prior to the coup, around 1 million people were already in need of humanitarian assistance. In 2025, 19.9 million people are projected to need urgent humanitarian assistance. Prior to the coup, armed conflict and violence against civilians and severe humanitarian conditions were mainly limited to a few areas, such as Chin, Kachin, Kayin, Rakhine, and Shan states, as well as Bargo region. Ethnic armed organizations have existed since Myanmar's independence from British rule in 1948. With some controlling certain areas and having political wings with administrative capacity for many years. Our activity has been affecting multiple states for decades, such as Kachin, Kayin, Rakhine, and Shan states. Prior to the February 2021 coup, armed conflict mostly involved AOs and the Myanmar military. ACAPS has been covering the humanitarian crises in Kachin, Rakhine, and northern Shan states even before the February 2021 coup. Part 3, Key Takeaways, Main Drivers of Changes in Informed Severity Index Scores in Myanmar between January 2021 and July 2024. 1. The most notable changes in the Informed Severity Index scores of the crises in Myanmar during the reporting period resulted from the incorporation of new data from humanitarian assessments, especially the humanitarian needs overviews. These assessments provide data for key core indicators, especially regarding people in need, triggering some major increases in the Informed Severity Index scores of the crises. Specifically, the assessments reflect the deteriorating trend of the humanitarian situation related to the crises in Myanmar, resulting in an increasing trend in the Informed Severity Index scores of conflict and country-level crises once incorporated. 2. Drivers of smaller changes in the Informed Severity Index scores included contextual developments that resulted in changes in the numbers of fatalities, IDPs, and people affected, as well as changes in the humanitarian access situation. A. These changes largely resulted from contextual developments. For instance, drivers of changes in the numbers of fatalities and displacements that contributed to changes to Informed Severity Index scores generally involved the escalation or de-escalation of armed conflict. An example is the increase in the Informed Severity Index score of the post-coup conflict crisis in December 2021. Since March 2021, armed conflict had intensified significantly in the country, spreading to areas that conflict had historically not affected, such as Sagaing and Magway regions. This caused a rise in the numbers of fatalities and displacements for the post-coup conflict crisis, manifesting in the increase of its December 2021 Informed Severity Index score. Another example is the increase in the Informed Severity Index score of the Rakhine conflict crisis in December 2023. This followed a rise in the number of fatalities after intense armed conflict resumed between the Arakan Army and the Myanmar military junta in November 2023 following a year-long ceasefire. B. Changes in the number of people affected that contributed to changes in Informed Severity Index scores were from the incorporation of new information provided by the HNOs or ACAP staff reflecting a change in the humanitarian situation based on contextual developments. For instance, in May 2022, based on persistently high levels of security incidents and related fatalities, increasing internal displacement, rising humanitarian access constraints, heightening insecurity levels for civilians, and worsening humanitarian needs, ACAP staff deemed it appropriate to increase the number of people affected and assign more people among those in need to higher severity levels of needs. This resulted in an increase in the Informed Severity Index score of the post-coup conflict crisis. 3. Contribution of individual crises to the country-level score. The main contributor to the country-level Informed Severity Index score was the post-coup conflict crisis. Compared with other crises in Myanmar, the post-coup conflict crisis produced the highest number of people in need and affected both the highest number of people and the largest landmass. 4. Key factors that provide insights into the evolving context include humanitarian access constraints, security incidents and related fatalities, and the number of IDPs. While these did not trigger frequent and significant month-to-month changes in the Informed Severity Index scores of the crises during the reporting period, all factors have significantly increased since the military coup in February 2021. Myanmar has always had a constrained humanitarian access environment. The February 2021 coup has significantly affected humanitarian access in the long term. The numbers of security incidents and related fatalities have sharply increased since. Most of these security incidents and related fatalities have resulted from the introduction of new fronts in the armed conflict, for instance, areas such as Sagaing and Magway, which historical conflicts did not affect, have started experiencing intense armed conflict. As a result, the number of IDPs has increased significantly since 2021. Rising by more than 10 times from 2021 to 2024. Although the rate at which the number of IDPs has been rising decreased in 2023 and 2024, the overall increase remains quite significant. Factors that drive internal displacement likely include the overall high levels and intensity of violence and armed conflict, with some areas, such as Rakhine State, experiencing a significant rise in incidents of armed conflict. Given the lack of progress regarding a political reconciliation between most of the major groups involved in the armed conflict, intense and widespread armed conflict is expected to persist throughout 2025 and beyond. The continuation of conflict at such levels and intensity or worse would further deteriorate the humanitarian situation in the country. This is likely to show up in the data captured in the Informed Severity Index and result in changes in the Informed Severity Index scores of the crises. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.